going through what I have come to describe as unwelcome seasons in our lives. Unwelcome. Now, we have welcome seasons. It's like, you know, when you're sitting in your living room and the doorbell rings and you look and see who's at the door and you go like, oh, we're so glad to see those people, and you welcome them in. Then there are other times the doorbell rings at your house, you look and see who's out there, and you turn off the lights, tell the kids to hide, and just like, you don't, these people are not welcome, and you just are not going to let them in. We have circumstances in our lives that are like that. They are unwelcome. They could be financial setbacks. They could be dreams that we've had that are unrealized. Loss of a loved one. A broken relationship, perhaps, a terrible job or no job at all, health problems that just don't seem to go away, and even an uncertain future. And I'm sure there are many more that if we were to go around the room, you could identify them here today. It may be that at some points in your life, and maybe even today, that life doesn't seem to be so wonderful. This whole idea of it's a wonderful life just strikes you today as being unreal. God has something to say, a message to each of us who are living in and through the unwelcome seasons of life. And it's found in 1 Thessalonians, the New Testament book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to look at just one verse there that teaches us how to deal with these, or at least one way in which God wants us to deal with unwelcome circumstances in our lives. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. I want to begin at the ending of that verse. For you who belong to Christ Jesus. So for those of you who claim faith in Jesus, who believe in Jesus, who follow him, this is God's will for you. Now, if you have not made that decision to give your heart to Jesus and to follow him and believe in him as your Savior and Lord, this may seem a little bit unrealistic, and I get that. But the will of God for those of us when we've crossed that line of faith and belief and we're trusting in Jesus now for the forgiveness of our sins and for eternal life, his will for us is to be thankful in all circumstances. Be thankful in all. There's no wiggle room here, quite frankly. It's very clear. Be thankful in all circumstances. I have to tell you that, and those of you who know me, you know what my life has been like for the last few months. You know about the death of my wife in February, and because it seems like every time I preach here, this passage relates to my journey and the grief and the loss that I'm working through. But I have to tell you that a couple of months after her passing, I really had to deal with this idea of giving thanks or being thankful in all circumstances. Because I was focusing on my loss, I was focusing on my grief, which you do, it's very natural that you would do that. And that was something that was, beginning to head me in a direction that I started to realize was not a good direction. And I woke up one day, and it was as if God said to me, you need to change the focus. You need to begin now to focus on being thankful. Thankful for the life that you had with her. Thankful for the lessons that you've learned. And thankful for where you are now, because you have a life. You have friends. You have family. You have children and grandchildren. You have opportunities to see God continue to use you and work in your life. And at one point, I even came to the point where I said, God, I thank you that she left this world before I did. Because, again, for those of you who know my life and our situation, Cindy was totally dependent upon me because she had multiple sclerosis and she was in a wheelchair, so she required 24/7 assistance and care from me. Had I died, had I left this world before her, whether it was this year or any time in the future, she would have required immediately somebody else to come for 24/7 care, maybe even to have to go to an institution. She would not only have to deal with the grief and loss of her husband, but she would also have to immediately deal with the situation related to her physical care. And that was a significant thing for me, to come to that point, to be able to say, God, I thank you. I thank you that you are showing your grace and your mercy. I thank you that you love us and you care for us, even in the unwelcome season of life that's called loss. I think the key here for each of us who are going through an unwelcome circumstance is, what is your focus? What are you focusing on? I think in the movie, George Bailey had allowed himself to become focused on all that was bad. He had a family. He had a house. It was drafty. Yeah. And that thing on the banister, I know it's got a name, but you know, that was his nemesis. He hated that thing. And I'm sure all of us have things in our lives that just bug us and we just wish they were not there. But he failed to see what was good. He failed to see the good and the wonder that was there in his life. Alexander White, who is a Scottish minister from the late 19th and 20th centuries, he was known for his uplifting prayers in his church. When he would pray on a Sunday morning, he always found something for which he could be grateful. But there was one Sunday morning that I suspect was something like this. The weather was gloomy, and one church member on his way to church thought to himself, certainly the preacher won't think of anything for which to be thankful today on this wretched day. And so the service is going along, and the pastor gets up, and he began by praying, "We thank thee, O God, that it's not always like this." Be thankful in all circumstances. Please note here, the distinction is in, not for. The Apostle Paul is teaching us here not to be thankful for all circumstances, but to be thankful in all circumstances. When Cindy was diagnosed with MS, and over the 27 years that she dealt with that disease, we eventually got to the point where we would say to people, because I had opportunities, we had opportunities to speak and teach in marriage seminars and retreats, and I would say, we don't thank God for multiple sclerosis. Never did. I never thanked God for multiple sclerosis, but I did thank God in that circumstance for his grace, for his mercy, for the opportunities that he gave for us to teach and speak into the lives of other people who were dealing with chronic illness and the challenges that it brought into their relationships. We were able to find, and it wasn't always easy for Cindy to do this, but we were able to find in the midst of the struggle and the challenges that God was providing, and that there were things that made even a life in unwelcome circumstances made it a wonderful life. I learned early in my ministry as a youth pastor that you don't give thanks for all circumstances. You give thanks in all circumstances. I used to be a youth pastor, and we had this bus. The church was in South Carolina. We had this bus. I think it was a bus from hell. But it was an old school. It was an old school bus, and it was one of those things that when we took the youth group on trips, we always had a car following us, because you know, one night it the engine just blew a rod, and you know, we're on this country road at night in the dark with a busload of teenagers, and that was back in the day when there were no cell phones. If Nancy was born back in the days when there were dinosaurs, I was born before there were dinosaurs on the earth. So one particular day, we're going to a theme park, Carowinds, which is near Charlotte, North Carolina. And so the night before, I take the bus. I'm driving the bus. I take it out for a test drive to make sure everything's working. And as far as I can tell, everything's working. 6 o'clock the next morning, we're loading everybody up. And I start the engine and realize the alternator is discharging. So that means that we are not, we've got to find some, we couldn't repair it ourselves, so we had to wait for a garage to open and get it repaired. Then we get on the road, and we're probably about 30-45 minutes up the road down the interstate, and the car behind me starts flashing their lights at me, and the car behind me was the one, it was our support car, our follow car. I pull over, and they said, we think you've got a flat tire. And if you know, on the back of these school buses, they have double tires, so the inside tire was flat. So then I had to find a place where we could get a big tire repaired, found one, got back on the road. We were about two and a half hours late getting to the theme park. We go through the day, then we get back on the bus to head home, and me being the spiritual youth pastor leader of this fine group, I start praying, and I'm praying, I'm thanking God for the alternator that didn't work. I'm thanking God for the flat tire. And I'm thanking God for all the problems we've been having today. I get in the driver's seat, and I start driving out, and the car, the follow car, starts flashing their lights at me again. They tell me, you got another flat tire. So we got to find another garage. We had picked up a nail in the parking lot. Let me tell you, by the time we got home that night, I'm beginning to question whether I can be thankful in all circumstances. I'm sure you've been through some things like that in your life with your vehicles or whatever they may be. But you get to that place where what I've learned now is I'm not thankful for the flat tire. I'm not thankful for the circumstances, but I have learned to be thankful in the circumstances. There is a difference between being thankful for every circumstance and being thankful in every circumstance. Quite frankly, if we're thankful for every circumstance, that would mean we give thanks for the devil and for his work in this world. And I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give thanks to God in all circumstances. And you know, it also means that we don't necessarily just give thanks after the circumstance. It is really easy in hindsight to look back and see God's hand and say, thank you, God, for being there. But this passage of Scripture says, in the middle of the unwelcome season, in the middle of the tough time, be thankful in all circumstances. And I believe our ability to be thankful in all circumstances rests on our belief or mindset about God. I believe that God is not surprised by our circumstances. I believe that his presence in our lives is not diminished one bit by the unwelcome circumstance that may overshadow our lives. I believe that because of Jesus, that God can bring good out of evil. And there are many examples of that in the Bible, too many to, I don't have time to go into them today. But it may mean that in the middle of this unwelcome circumstance, it may mean patience on my part, or it might mean that I need to do something positive that could perhaps bring about good. I believe that God can turn around the stupid mistakes that we make. All right? And we make them, don't we? That he can turn around the stupid mistakes that we make and help us learn to live how he wants us to live. I believe that no matter what happens, God is not going to stop loving you. He's not going to stop loving me. Psalm 107, verse 1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. We cannot be thankful in all circumstances. We can't give thanks to God from a grateful heart unless we are submissive to the sovereign will of God and realize that in all circumstances, God is good. And he is working in all of these circumstances in our lives for our good. We may not even be able to see it at this point. May not be able to feel it. But what you believe about God helps you and helps me to be able to be thankful in all circumstances. So let me quickly just the second advent, this side of the second coming of Jesus. I think that having a grateful heart, first of all, honors God. It helps us to focus on Him. Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. And then Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Listen to this, folks. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. That's Psalm 107, verse 2. If you want to write that down, Psalm 107, verse 2. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. A grateful heart builds deeper relationships. Deeper relationship with God, because when you start in all circumstances, when you begin to try to be thankful, you know, to follow God's will for you, it requires a deepening of your relationship with Him, a level of spiritual maturity. You will have to go deep down into your trust in Him to be able to be thankful in all circumstances. But let me tell you, a grateful heart also builds deeper relationships with other people. Who likes being around somebody who grumbles and complains all the time? And so, a grateful heart, being thankful for the people around you, even though they may rub you the wrong way occasionally, even though they may disturb you, but finding something good, finding something in them about which you can be thankful, and letting them know and telling them that, builds a deeper relationship. And thirdly, a grateful heart focuses not on what is lost, but what is left. When life stinks, it is so easy to focus on the stinky stuff. It casts a shadow over everything else. I got to tell you, if you see this happening to me, please tell me. But I kind of sense that I might not be as happy-go-lucky, joyful as I used to be as I go through this particular season of my life. I realize I have to be careful about focusing on the stinky stuff and missing out on all the good things that I see about God and that I see in this wonderful life that He has given to me through Jesus Christ. No matter how bad things are in our lives, we can still be thankful that God has promised He would never leave us. He'll never forsake us. I tell you, I'm 67 years old, and I'm continuing to learn that I cannot control all the circumstances of my life. I'm a control freak. My daughter told me that when she was a high school senior after taking one semester of psychology. And I won't mention which daughter it was, but you do know her. I can't control all the circumstances of my life or the circumstances of other people's lives, but I can control how I respond to them, and so can you. And I tell you, that's what faith is all about. That's what faith in Jesus Christ is all about. Daring to believe that God, that Jesus, is working in everything, in every circumstance in our lives for our good, even when we don't feel it or can't see it happening. So I want to challenge each of us. I'm up here challenging myself, as well as you, that during this Advent season, let's refocus our focus on the unwelcome season that you might be going through. God promises that even